Nervous. So it makes him double nervous.
Yeah.
So you just pray for him, huh? That's why I'm trying to get in the habit of sitting up front at least every other service, especially when the other ministers come and minister, because you know, it really helps to have other ministers up front. It really does, for support. It's just. Now, Brother Dale may be different because, I mean, he's a veteran, you know. he's good preaching to one person as he is to 50 people, you know. It doesn't matter, but yes, this week.
Do you mind if we go ahead and pray collectively for Bob right now?
Yeah, let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, once again for your blessings. Thank you for waking us up this morning with good health and strength. We appreciate your mercy, your grace, and love to us, Father. We would ask you now, Father, that you bless this time that we have together here to speak a little bit about your word. Help us to receive something, Lord, that it might strengthen us, Father God, for this journey. And also, Father, may you help Brother Bob, strengthen him, Lord. Give him comfort, give him peace, Lord, and just help him, Lord Jesus, to just speak, Father God, what you put in his mouth, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, you know exactly what the people need. So Father God, you speak to him, through him, those things that we need, Father. Bless him now, we pray. And bless Brother Dale, Brother Wade, Brother Don is there. Out, Lord, just watch over them, keep them safe, Father, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
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 Yeah, let's pray this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Byler.
Yeah, Brother Byler's right. When did they leave, Sister Peggy?
About 11:30 Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Right. They stayed in a motel last night.
Gotcha.
Going to church, then going on over to the lodge, or wherever they're going to hunt.
Okay. All right, well, this morning, this is sort of like a little introduction of what I'm really wanting to speak about, Lord willing, Wednesday. I got to tell you, everything that Brother Dale and Brother Wade has been bringing out lately has been so, so good to me. I don't know about you, mm-hmm. but for me, it's been eye-opening. Just the Lord just wanting to reveal and wanting to really understand who we are, you know, as a people. We're not just here just to be here or just to come to church or just to you know, fill in a pew. We're here to manifest Jesus Christ in this hour, right?
Right.
And you can't manifest Jesus Christ without the Word being involved, right?
Right.
You have to have the Word being involved. And so I've really appreciated it, because every time anything that has to do with that capstone, the headstone, cornerstone, I love those topics. I love those topics. And so it's really impressed me. And so I was telling my wife, you know, I go back and I listen, or I reflect or look at notes of messages that I've preached in the last year, in the last 2 years, in the last 3 years, even here. And I see how God is helping us grow, you know. And then I go back, and sometimes you just go back and you look at something and you're like, wow, I thought that was great at the time. But now when you look at it again and you realize what God has given you right now, and you look at those notes and those things like that, it's like it just opens up even more, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And so I know Brother Aaron probably can attest to that. And so, but I want to look at this here. If we're reading Colossians chapter 1, and we want to talk about, the secrets of God and the secret of God, and also a little bit maybe about the importance of revelation, but I don't want to get too much of ahead of myself, because I want to leave a lot of for Wednesdays. Colossians chapter 1, it says, verse 21, it says, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. I want you to, that's how God sees you. Unblameable, unreprovable, holy in His sight. Yet we have such a hard time seeing ourselves that way. Because we make mistakes, we fall, we fail Him every single day, and we have to repent every day. Right? But yet, Paul is saying that this is how God sees us. So we need to start exercising, because if you don't see yourself this way, you're not going to be exercise. You're not going to exercise the word that you have to manifest in this hour with confidence.
That's right.
You have to recognize yourself this way.
That's right.
We have to recognize ourselves this way. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Now that tells me right there that there you can be moved away. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a Paul's putting that possibility.
Yes.
We've seen it in this hour. People who we thought who probably said, "I love this message. There's nothing better than this message." 40 years into it, and now they're moved away.
Right.
Now they don't even Let's just stay with the word, and they don't know where to take the people that they're, you know. So, kind of leaving people hanging. So you have to work your own salvation with fear and trembling, the Bible says. Every single day. Don't get confident. Don't get stale. Pay attention to what God is trying to do in this hour. Oh, you may have heard the message, the headstone, probably hundreds of times. Brother Dale may be speaking about it. Because we're still here. The resurrection hasn't still taken place. There's still something that we're not getting. Right? It has to become a revelation. It has to be something personal to you. Amen? And the revelation of Jesus Christ is vast. It's in layers. And we'll discuss more about that maybe in just a little bit, but maybe Wednesday we'll bring something out. Amen. Maybe it might help you to understand it a little better. A little prop or something.
As you do so well.
Well, visuals to me helps me. And so, especially when we're preaching to a mixed congregation, young people, everybody, I want everybody to try to get what I'm trying to say, you see? And so I think I like visuals, you know, because it helps. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Amen. This is now made manifest to us. Remember in Revelation chapter 1, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. Right? Now, are we part of that body of Christ, or are we not part of that body of Christ? We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, life of his life. When he was here on earth, we were in him. Amen. Not physically, but we were part of that eternal life that he had. Remember, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelled in him.
That's right.
But yet, even Brother Brown says this, Jesus Christ did not even know all things.
That's right.
He did not know all things. Because remember, even at Mount Transfiguration, when he went to the Mount Transfiguration, Elijah and Moses there, Moses representing the Word, the Ten Commandments, amen, the law, and then Elijah representing the prophets, right? Mm-hmm. They were discussing, what were they discussing? About the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Brother Brandon said. Because Jesus Christ, it wasn't made manifest to him even then, even though he had the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling. He had all of God dwelling in him. He was God, right? yet he still did not know. And so in Revelation 1, it says that the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. Now, I believe it came to him in layers as well, humanly speaking, his human part, right? Because remember, the life that he lived, we also have to live as a Christian. If we're, he was the Son of Man here, right? We have to manifest the Son of Man as well. And we get it by layers, just as he got it by layers as well, right? So, now, I wasn't the, Brother Branham was the one that said that he didn't know all things. And we, Wednesday we'll read something about that. Amen.
Didn't it say he growed in grace and knowledge?
He growed in grace and knowledge, that's exactly right. Sure did. Because you know, sometimes we think that he everything built in him and that he knew everything. Yeah, he knew what God wanted him to know.
That's right.
Right? Same thing with brother, like the, our prophet of this day. Mm-hmm. He didn't know all things, only what God wanted him to know that we needed to know, right? That we needed. All right. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Christ has been a mystery throughout all the ages for the people. Amen. But in this last day, amen, there has to be that Son of Man ministry to unfold amongst the bride in this hour, right? Remember, Brother Wade's been talking about that Son of Man ministry, that little work that's coming in at the end time. That's going to take place, amen. And that's the bride of Christ in this hour. Because remember, that resurrection has to take place. We're not going to leave here without that resurrection, amen. I'm looking for a resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4 says, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Amen. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So here Paul is reiterating the fact that you are heirs and joint heirs with him. Whatever he got is what you will get. The bride of Christ will get. Because why? He's the head and we are the body that follows. Sister Lisa's head is part of Sister Lisa's body. And when her head moves, her body doesn't do something totally different. I mean, I guess it could. but I mean, you know, her body wants to follow in the direction of the head, right? And that's exactly what Christ did here on earth, amen, is what his bride is going to do, is going to manifest in this hour. That Son of Man ministry, amen, that was going to produce a resurrection. Praise the Lord. We're God. In human flesh in this hour. God is not going to use any other flesh.
Right.
It's going to be a work through you and I. Now, why did he choose it that way? I don't know, but that's how it is. And you have to recognize that. You have to see it that way, that God is doing this work through me. God chose me to do a work like this. Yes, God chose you to do a work like this in this hour. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, God already ordained this for us. That mystery opened up for us already. Now, if he'd done that, why are we not manifesting that already? No, Jesus Christ, after he died, resurrected, you know, and before he ascended, he said, all power is given unto me, both. If all power was given unto him, then why are we, why doesn't he just go ahead and just have manifested sons of God already? You and I just have everything already in us. As far as, you know, be in his very image, be in his fullness. No, we have to grow in grace and knowledge and revelation just as he did. Amen. Praise God. We have to grow. Because it's all there. He's already, all power is given unto him. And if we're part of him, all power is given unto us. Right? Both in heaven and in earth. Right? But why aren't we manifesting that? Why? Because we still have revelation, amen, that we need to, amen. God reveals some things to us, that we manifest, amen. Mm-hmm. We hear, we listen, but I don't think a lot of us are capturing, getting what's being said, mm-hmm. including me, mm-hmm. because we're still here. Amen. That's right. Perfect. Stature of perfect man. We're all growing, right?
That's right.
Amen.
But you see a child, you don't see it grow.
I'm sorry, Sister Beth.
You know, a child, you don't see it grow. I mean, you know, if you're with it all the time, you do not see that child grow. And then
that's
you
right.
say one day, whoa, you're as tall as I am. But that's the way a Christian is.
Yeah.
You don't grow overnight.
That's exactly right. It takes little by little. It takes layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. Amen. Praise God. All right, so where were we? Were we at 1 Corinthians in here? Yes. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You think the Jews would have crucified the Lord if he was the one to fulfill this whole plan for this world? You know, the way to unfold, they wouldn't have done that. If they knew that was their Messiah, they would not have done that. But they did not know. It was not revealed to them. Right? For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear had heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared, past tense. It's in God's mind. It's already been done. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hath prepared for them that love him. Right? But God hath revealed, past tense, hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Right? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen? As I said before, I believe the life of a Christian, Spirit-filled Christian, is not satisfied with just Jesus died for me on the cross. Or, I gotta be good Christian. I gotta live right, I gotta pay my tithes. No, the Spirit of God searcheth all things, even the deep things. Right? That's what the scripture says, right?
Right.
Even the deep things of God. Right? I'm not satisfied with just a little bit of the word. I want more and more and more. I want each layer that God wants to give me. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Amen. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. You don't know it. All you knew is how to do what you do, you know? Mm-hmm. You know? I was a good sinner when I was a sinner, right? So were you. But when Christ came on the scene and he filled us with the Holy Ghost, amen, then we know all things because the Spirit dwelleth in us, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's the Spirit of God, amen, revealing those things to us. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We have the potential of all these for all these things. Now, Psalms 25:14, just throw these in. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Not maybe I'll show them my covenant. No, he will show them his covenant. Even though it's a secret, he's going to show it to you. For in the time, Psalms 27:5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing unto the Lord. And Matthew 13:11 says, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Jesus speaking to his disciples. When the disciples asked him, why do you talk to them in parables? And because unto them was given to see the to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, he was throwing mysteries to them. Jesus Christ was explaining mysteries to them and explaining things to them, parables that he was talking about. But that didn't save Peter, Paul. That didn't save them. Right? They still needed to go and have a new birth. Mm-hmm. That word was being given to them, but that word needed to come alive on the day of Pentecost, right? Yes.
Right.
Right? Because even before the day of Pentecost, just a little bit before that, Peter had denied Christ, and he said, I'm going back fishing. After healing the sick, raising, doing all these miracles and all these things, and yet, I think I'm just going to go and become an entrepreneur again. You know? Great, wonderful things taking place and mysteries being given to them, and yet he still wanted to go back fishing. And I believe sometimes, amen, we can be just like that. We're not careful. Great mysteries unfold into us, service by service, church service by church service, and we're just there. See what kind of lunch I'm going to have tomorrow for at work. Let's see. Do I have turkey in my refrigerator? Yeah. And the word and mysteries being unfolded unto us, and we're thinking about physical things.
Right.
You know? Mysteries being unfolded unto us. But why? It takes the revelation of Jesus Christ. God given us, just like God gave it to him in Revelation chapter, the way it says in Revelation chapter 1. I believe the fullness of that revelation was given to Jesus Christ once he resurrected, amen, from the dead. Because he said, all power is given unto me, both heaven and earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I showed this before. This is the tabernacle. I love the tabernacle of Moses. It just typifies Christ in every aspect. Mm-hmm. But you see these skins. Now, Exodus 26:14 says, thou shalt make a covering for the tent of rams, skins dyed red, and a covering above badger skins. You see that there was, when this tabernacle was going through the wilderness, this is what the people externally would see. The tabernacle covered with these skins, with this badger skin. Now you tell me if that's pretty. That's ugly. That's the to me, if it was me making it, I want the world to see how beautiful something is. I would want the nicer one to be on the outside. I think that's how most of us are. We want the nicer one to be outside because we want people to say, man, that looks sharp. Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. But God told Moses to build this tabernacle. And he put the ugliest one, the badger, a badger skin, on the outside. Why? Because the people had no clue that the most beautiful thing was taking place inside that tabernacle. Right? And you and me, amen, we're living in these badger skins. Right? I'm not the prettiest thing to look at. Definitely Timbro is not. Right? But God is dwelling in him, doing a work, manifesting his light in his life among all those layers. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, these layers can represent our physical body, right? We have layers upon layers on us, right? Mainly there's the three, amen? The soul, the spirit, and the body, right? But also this is how the revelation of Christ unfolds to us, right? Because if somebody would have found that this tabernacle or would have maybe walked in it, right? And they would have seen it covered like this and everything like that. Maybe they came from behind or something. I don't know exactly. This is just a depiction of how man kind of thinks that's how it is. But maybe they would have to go through all these layers to get into the entrance, right? And the same thing with you and I growing in this revelation and this knowledge. It's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of revelation. It's revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation, right?
Right.
And you might think, you might be under the badger skin, oh, I got under that badger skin, and then, oh, this is so nice. That next skin, this is so pretty. Look how red and nice it is. And you think that's wonderful. That revelation is wonderful until God shows you the next revelation on top of that. Oh my, this is wonderful. This is so beautiful. Look at this. Look how it's... And then God all of a sudden lifts up the next one and see, oh my, this is even more wonderful. You see, saints? That's how we need to be taken every church service that we come to. Amen. It's a revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation. Amen. God is unfolding himself. Because remember, just you take your children, for example. You could not give them everything all at once. All the knowledge that they needed to have, you could not give it to them all at once.
Right.
They had to take little layers upon little layer upon little layer. When you saw that they were mature enough for that layer that you just gave them, that you could give them a little bit of more on top of that, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with Christ with us. God with us. He's not going to give us everything all at once to overwhelm us. It's more beautiful, I think, when he does it in a slower way. Because why? He's teaching us patience. And he's seeing the effort that you're trying to make for this word. God, give me more. Give me more. Why? Because there still has not been a resurrection to take place. So therefore, we have not gotten everything. Or we have not... The word is there. It's been open. Jesus Christ said, all power is given unto me. The seals have been broken. But as Brother Wade has said before, why are we still here 50 years after the seals have been opened? Right? Why are we still here 50 years? Because we have not caught that fullness of the revelation in us. And then when they go in there, when they get in there, amen, and beyond the next layer, I almost kind of type, look at this as my life when I was in the denomination. You know, we were out here. First, when I was born, I was here Catholic. Right?
That's amazing.
Catholic. And then Jehovah's, when we came to the States, Jehovah's Witnesses came and visited us. And we thought, wow, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. So my mom and dad said, wow, let's go to church over there. Because we weren't really practicing Catholics. We were just kind of like those passive type Catholics, you know. Mm-hmm. We'd go, you know, if we wanted to, if we didn't, you know. And then, wow, Jehovah's Witness came knocking at the door. And then when it was in Jehovah's Witness, we got tired of that. We went there for a year. Then we went to Baptists, amen. And then we went to the Methodists for a while. And then from the Methodists, we went back to the Baptists. Yeah. And then from the Baptists, we hit Pentecost. Getting a little closer in.
Yeah.
Right? It was a little closer. It was much better. Wow, man. The things were opening up to us, you know, because the Pentecostals, they had some good things, you know. They had good. And then finally, you know, God showed us his word. Amen. This message. Amen. But you see, I thought at that time when the message came to, because it was me that, and I don't say that like it was me, but it was... We all heard it, my mom, my dad, my sisters, we all heard it all at the same time, but it was really me that wanted to look more into it. My dad was still kind of passive with it and everything, because he didn't understand what was going on. And so I started studying this baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ even more. And I said, Dad, you've got to see these scriptures. You've got to see these things. And when he saw the scriptures, when he saw the word, because remember, he was Baptist. And like Brother Dale says, you know, Baptists know the word. My dad was he knows the word. But when you see, show him the word, and they say, wow, there's nobody baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's it. Give me more, Lord. You know? I just appreciate the Lord. So, but in there, and that's why the Bible says that there was no beauty in Christ that we should. Christ, when he was here on earth, he was like a common, regular man, just like you and I. A beard at that time, you know, long garments, you know, just look just like any other man. But within him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you and I in this hour, you and I are just common people, you know? But within us, amen, dwells God in our soul. Amen. Now we might have it in down payment of it. Maybe just a portion of it. But it's all God, even that portion. And if we can do these greater works, even with that little portion, imagine the amen when the fullness, amen, takes place. Amen. Then those resurrection has to take place. Amen. Then after that is a rapture. Praise God. And this is scripture, amen. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Revelation. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Have you seen a root? Now you see, the Bible says, it says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Who is he talking about? What's the scripture talking about? It's talking about Christ, right? Mm-hmm. And as a root out of a dry ground. Right. I'm talking about Christ, amen, in this moment. But you see, Christ, a root is something ugly. When you're out in the garden and you're looking at your beautiful garden flowers and everything you plant, you know, the things that you plant, you don't say, what beautiful root that is. That's such a pretty root. No, you look at the fruit, at what's come out of the root, right? And so, and as a root out of a dry ground, right? He hath no form nor comeliness, right? In other words, he's not something beautiful to look at. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Didn't the scripture saying when people would look at Jesus Christ back then, it wasn't something, oh man, I want to get near. But the only way people wanted more of him is because of the works that he would manifest. Same thing with you and I. God looks at people look at us like a regular common people. Amen. But if you're talking a good, if you say you're a Christian, can you manifest that on the outside? Because remember, people want to see works.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to see you just talking. They want to hear you talking. Remember, there's that saying, don't preach me a sermon, live me a sermon.
That's right.
That's exactly what people out in the world want. Because they, all of them out there, they don't live sermons. They talk, you know, sermons. They can, you know. But they want some, when they see somebody living a sermon, that's something that opens up. I want some more of that. Can you give me more of that? And that's the same thing with Christ. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. It reminds me of Peter when Christ was being was taken by the priests and the Roman soldiers and everything. And at one point, Peter, he said, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go. No way I will deny you. And then it came the time to see if he was going to pass that test. And he denied him. And he didn't even want anything to do with Christ. No, I don't know that man. I don't know that man in cursing and everything. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Brown says here, what time is it? Oh, we got about 5 more minutes. Now the Bible says here, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Mark chapter 10, verse 31. Amen. Brother Brown says here in the Seal of God, 1954, now watch him, said, hold it, until what? The 11th hour people could come in. The last calling of the Gentiles. Mother worked there, dad and them worked here, grandmother worked back there. This is our age, the 11th hour. That world war stopped on the 11th month in the year, the 11th day of the month, the 11th hour in that day, in the day, the 11th minute in the hour, that the 11th hour people might come in. Amen? What received the same baptism of the Holy Ghost that they did back there in the beginning? receive. It's the same baptism. It hasn't changed.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Back in the beginning. To bring back the power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Same signs and wonders. The same power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection, he had to raise first, and then the body follows just right behind him. As I said before, when you are laying in your bed, when you get up in the morning, some of us kind of maybe fall out. But me, personally, what comes up first is the head. I raise my head up from my pillow first, right?
Yeah.
And then the body follows, right? That's exactly what happened in the life of Jesus Christ and the church that followed behind him. He raised first the head, amen? Then the body follows after. It's got to. Brother Brandon says it has to. There's no way that your head just gets up from the bed and the body doesn't follow. That's freak. You're a freak then. That's creepy. Amen. It has to. The body's, if you're attached to that vine, if you are attached to that vine, praise God. Now, as I've said before, and I don't say this as a doctrine or nothing like that, but I just can't help to look at this picture, and it just, to me, it just looks like a body that's laying down. It really does to me. Now, I know that the darkness, the dark parts, it represents the dark, but it's just the way it's just drawn. It kind of reminds me of, I hate to use this analogy, but that movie Frankenstein, you know? when the doctor was building the body, you know? And then eventually he has that brain, you know? I just need that brain. And then once he gets that brain, it comes to life, right? Once the head is, you're manifesting the Son of Man, which is the head, in this hour, amen, that body's coming to life. That resurrection's taking place. This thing is coming up. Praise God. Amen. All right, we got one more minute. All right, Brother Brandon says here, now the church profess to be a Christian church will have to have that same spirit that was in Jesus Christ. Has to. Mm-hmm. For at the resurrection of the church, Christ and his bride will come together and dovetail. The writings and promises of God will be made fulfilled there, so it cannot come together unless the same spirit was in Christ, is in you and me. And then if that same spirit is in there, it'll do the same works and live the same kind of a separated life and do the works that got cut off. That he did. Amen? And if, I don't know if you've seen this picture of the bride of Christ. I turned this over like this, because the picture. But it, the bride is dressed in the Word of God. This is right? That's the dress that the bride has, him being the head. And to me, I put it over the church ages because it's the bride of Christ throughout the whole church ages. Amen? At the end time, that Son of Man ministry has to be manifested once again. Right? Who is the head? That thing's coming up. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I guess let's go ahead and go.
I just hit this button. Before I get you.